I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can we get a Chiefs update?
They're in big
I've
trouble.
Got a glimmer of hope here.
I don't know why.
Because one of our former players tweeted this last week, looks like I need to come home.
Tyrann Mathieu.
And then I was chatting with Sam about this during the break we were, and Sam's like, if they can get this and this done by Sunday, he could theoretically be back. Like, there's some rules. But we could have him back at the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day.
He would have to be reinstated as a free agent because he did retire, of course, at the end of last season at 33 years old, which was a shock to everybody because he still has a lot of speed and a lot of skill left in him. But then he appeared on the Up and Adams podcast with Kay Adams, where he had mentioned that he was going to be in town this week and planned to visit with Andy Reid. And Brett Veach. And you know what happens when people meet with Andy Reid and Brett Veach.
Saying there's a chance.
No, we're saying there's no chance.
Other people would have to lose and we would have to win, but we've seen crazier things happen. I'm still not saying no. When you said 19% yesterday, I'm like, that's a lot of percents.
Do you want me to get Binkley in here real quick?
No, I know that a lot of things would have to happen.
It is possible. I'm not. I even said the last 2 weeks, I have complete faith that we'll make it to the playoffs and maybe even all the way to the big game. And after that loss,
ooh.
I don't know.
That one stung.
I don't know.
I mean, they went from perennial Super Bowl contenders.
To what happened?
To more likely than not making the playoffs.
But hey, everybody has a down year. I mean, how many years did it take between Brady's great strides? Because Brady wasn't winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl. There were many years where the Patriots were nothing to speak of.
Could we also talk
about
this crazy field goal kicker guy last night that just completely, like, did he stub his toe?
I think you're abusing the word kicker.
He kicked something.
What did he do? What? He didn't kick the ball.
No, he did not.
Have you guys seen this? It's hilarious. Well,
we were watching The Voice because last night's Monday Night Football sounded like the worst matchup in the history of football.
It was like 30-4 when we shut it off or something.
And so we decided we were going to watch. We watched a little bit of it and then we turned on The Voice. I'm like, this game sucks. And,
It's never been seen before. We watched a replay with Peyton Manning's commentary, and he just goes, oh. He goes, this is Peyton Manning. He goes, I have never seen that happen.
It looks like me trying to hit a golf ball.
That's what a lot of people are saying when you chunk a shot.
I've seen kickers shank a kick or whatever, but
it's his plant foot.
His plant foot is completely out of position.
And it kind of, like if you're a ballerina and you're going up on your toe, it kind of does that and then folds over and then nothing happens after that. The Daily Mail today is calling him the laughingstock of the NFL. I don't know that's a little harsh.
Is it?
Well,
you have one job.
It is one of the first things I said to you guys when I walked in. I go, did you guys see that kick last night?
You have one job. Your job is to kick the ball. It doesn't always have to go in, but you got to kick it.
from the text line. Better check the betting lines for that kick.
He is one. Oh, stop it. He, by the way, is one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history.
Oh, super weird that he would just kick the ground like that.
There's no way.
Is that an anomalous amount of bets for him to miss that one?
Sam, I think the lowest paid player on most NFL teams is the kicker or the placeholder.
Interesting.
Huh.
Anyway, I feel bad for him. He Charlie Browned it. He'll be back.
No, because in Charlie Brown, Lucy pulls the ball away from him.
One critic went so far as to describe the scene as, quote, the most embarrassing moment in the history of the NFL. All right, I take exception to that.
Yeah, there have been worse.
There have been worse. Come on.
What was his face from the Cowboys who was carrying the, he was on the defense, I think, was carrying the ball. It might have been in a Super Bowl. Leon Lett. Was his name Leon Lett?
Oh, that makes me sad.
And this was back in the 90s. Story. And Leon Lett picks up the ball. He's running it towards the end zone. He's carrying it like a loaf of bread. And somebody comes up. And right before, I believe it was Don Beebe. And right before Leon Lett crosses over the end zone, if it was Don Beebe, knocks it out of his hand. And Leon Lett never got his touch.
The Giants player, by the way, is Young Ho Koo. And someone joked on Twitter, if I'm Koo, I think I'm going to go ahead and unplug from my life, change my name, move to Canada, become a maple syrup salesman. The only way to recover from this is to completely cut ties with the rest of the world. There is no other realistic option.
Well, and we've seen all the stories about the guys who dropped the ball right before the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, showboating.
Mm-hmm.
Showboating, that's on the way in.
That's what Leon Lett was doing years ago.
And then there was this on Twitter. Koo is the first person in the history of the NFL to miss a field goal without kicking it.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
New study is out. This is from the New York Post. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but they won't heal as easily past a certain age. New research has found the point of no return.
Oh.
When we no longer recover as well from illness and or injury, no matter how strong or how healthy you may feel.
Let me guess.
All right.
My mom used to always say with our very, very elderly relatives, once you break a hip, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 82.
Okay. Sam, you already know the answer, don't you?
I do.
What would you have guessed, Sam?
Probably somewhere in the 80s, yeah, early 80s. Well, it all depends. It's all subjective to how well you take care of yourself.
No, this said regardless.
It says no matter how strong or healthy you feel.
Yeah, I would have said somewhere in the 80s.
75.
Oh, whoa, that's
coming back.
A lot lower than I'm comfortable with.
According to researchers at a university I can't pronounce in Canada, once we hit the age of 75, the body cannot recover as well as it once did from adverse events. Researchers measured the health of nearly 13,000 people with an average age of 67 based on more than 30 attributes, including chronic disease, cardiovascular conditions, and how they performed activities.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think you were here, Sam. There was a woman who sadly lost her life in a car wreck. Her son was driving. Son was like in his 60s. Woman was 88 years old.
They hit a house, didn't they?
They hit a dumpster that was in the middle of the road.
That's right.
And we had this conversation. Did she die in that wreck because the car hit the dumpster, or did she die in that wreck because you're 88? And that's how we lost my grandfather, Scott. He died in a car wreck. And the type of wreck, by the way, that no one else would have lost their life in. It was not...
What, did he have a heart attack?
Yes. His heart did not survive after the car wreck. But not because it was, I don't want to say it was a pleasant car wreck, but it wasn't,
life-taking,
morbidly violent. It was a wreck, but the car didn't roll. My grandmother walked away without a scratch on her. And I remember thinking like, okay, in this case of this woman who lost her life, it's very sad, but did she die because of that wreck or did she die because she was 88? And at age 88, you are more likely to have a heart attack after an event like that. It's just,
probably the latter.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are countless stories. We've covered them before where, an older person, there was a car that crashed into a house three years ago here in, I think it was in Kansas City.
Hell, there was one this week.
Where the elderly person inside the home was never touched. by the car or any of the damage from their house, but died of a heart attack as the car was coming into the house. And I think that was here in town. By the way, from the text line, thanks for ruining my day. I'm 77.
Oh, you're fine.
We're just trying to keep you informed, friend.
Well, there are certain exercises that you can do to make sure that you don't fall. So there, now your day's better.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
It was all that Dan Marino's fault. Everyone knows that. If he had held the ball laces out like he's supposed to, Ray would never have missed that kick. Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. Would you like a cookie, son?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I got a relatively nice suitcase a couple years ago. I had never had a good suitcase. My kids all had them. I did not. I had the old, you know, Samsonite, Costco, one wheel was falling off, you know, black that everybody has. And so finally, a couple years ago, I went to Macy's and I got a suitcase before one of my trips down to see mom and dad. We get the suitcase case back. We didn't even really notice it until our last leg of the trip home. And it is a hard shell.
That's the best way to
case.
Go.
Absolutely. I'm no dummy. I know what a good suitcase is. And it's not a Tumi, which I've never understood why those are like $10,000. But it was a decent sized suitcase. We get it back. Hard shell is shattered on the side. And I'm going to show you a picture of it, Scott.
Oh, really?
I mean, it is shattered. Now, I don't know how a hard shell case shatters.
Oh, yeah, it did.
On the side of the suitcase. I don't mean like a little hairline crack. I mean, it is shattered.
Looks like they were trying to dig something out of it.
I don't know. The brand is Delsey Paris. Not that it matters. It's gray. It's got little, you know, I think it was like $150. You know, we're not talking Tumi, which is so expensive.
I've never even heard of Tumi.
Oh, my God. It's in all the airports, and it's literally an arm and a leg. So I reached out to, I just Googled this Delsey Paris and said, hey, this happened. And they said, we have to go to your point of purchase. So I reach out to Macy's. Can you tell me, you know I bought it at Macy's. I know I did, Town Center. Can you tell me what do I need to do here?
Oh, so you shopped in person.
Yeah.
Good.
I physically went in person and got this
that
a few years
happy.
Ago.
That makes me happy.
It was an impulse buy, but I needed it. And Macy says to me, we don't have a way to go back and search that far back. The little drop-down thing says your order history, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months.
Okay.
Well, some of these suitcases are warrantied for 5 to 10 years. Think about it. How many times are you on an airplane? Once a year, twice a year, Scott?
Probably twice a year.
So it would make sense that for a hard-shelled suitcase, not the cheapest, not the most expensive, the warranty would be decent because you're only using it, what, 10 times in 10 years? 10 times in 5 years?
More. That's probably more likely.
I'm not complaining. I'm just asking, if this has happened to you, what the heck do you do? Macy's is like, we don't have a way. I did the online chat. I called. They go, yeah, we can't really go back that far. And I said, well, I need an order number. I would like it replaced.
We have some hard luggage. It's teal for the current.
Oh, and, very nice. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm. And on the bigger one, you know, you have the carry-on and then you have the larger, the one that goes underneath the plane. The handle that you use to pull it,
mm-hmm.
it snapped.
Yes.
In one of our, and I think it was when we went to Cancun, but when we got off the plane, it was broken.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to take it.
It's the most likely part to break. I've had
probably,
it happen.
Yeah, yep. Sure. Yeah. But when somebody moved out 3 years ago, she left that behind and then asked for it back. And I said, no. And so now I have it. And I will never do any luggage other than hard luggage again.
You have a handleless suitcase.
Well, but it still has the handle on the top. You know, like if you were like putting it into a car.
Right. Yeah. But it could also impale you, you know, as you're traveling if something happens.
No. The
retractable metal pieces.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That broke off.
Got it.
So the handle that's on the very top.
Is still there.
Yeah. And this stuff is big. So you just walk alongside of it. You know, it's got four wheels on the bottom. And you just put your hand inside the non-retractable handle and walk down the airport. But
so someone suggested to me on Facebook that the airline will replace that. I have never heard of an airline replacing a suitcase, but
if they're responsible for it, should they not?
Well, when we got on the airplane, I assure you there was no crack in the suitcase. And when we got our stuff off the airplane, I go, oh my God, look at that.
Well, you wouldn't pack a cracked suitcase.
It looks like someone took a hammer to it. And I know things happen. I mean, I didn't have anything of value in my suitcase. I would never check anything of value. It was clothing and dirty socks and whatever. But do you know, does the airline replace in that instance?
I've never had, other than the trip to Cancun, anything damaged. And, you know, we just arrived in paradise. I'm not going over to the counter
right.
to complain about luggage
do you
for
mind
3 hours.
Helping? Get in line,
you
know? Buddy.
If
get
you
in
complain
line.
Enough on social media, wonders can happen.
So I tagged Macy's and I tagged this company and just said, can you tell me what to do? I can't give you an order number, but I assure you this is where I bought it. And I know they want, it's funny, they want some type of proof that this is where I got it.
Other than the fact that you got it from there.
Other than their system
right.
cannot provide that proof. I'm like.
Well, shouldn't the manufacturer replace it, not Macy's?
I would agree with you, Scott. Unless somehow the airline is responsible. Now, at the end of the day, look, we're not traveling for another year. I could put duct tape on it, throw it in the basement, and not worry about it. Did you just laugh out loud at
yes,
me, Samuel?
He did. Yes, he did.
Sorry, I didn't know my mic was on.
We're not getting on a plane that I know of. Really? Anyway.
I just thought that was funny.
Am I crazy? I'm a duffel bag guy. I don't own any hard suitcases.
Well, wait a
not
minute.
Not a single one.
And don't you have things that could be damaged in the duffel? Like, for example.
My youngest son has a duffel bag, but it's a young person thing, Scott.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because, like, everywhere we go, when we travel, we get two things. Everywhere we go, no matter where. A magnet.
Yeah.
And a coffee mug.
Okay.
With the name of wherever we went on it. Like, for even though we go to Cancun like once a year.
Every time you get one?
I've got a lot of Cancun coffee mugs.
Let me ask you this. Have you thought about switching over to the Christmas ornament? That's what we're doing.
No.
Then it's different every year. You bring it out once a year.
Where does one find a Cancun Christmas ornament?
Oh, they're everywhere. They're
really?
Everywhere. The airport has them.
All right.
But well, no, I mean, if I have something fragile, I just wrap it in my clothing. I have flown with fragile items in my duffel bag, and everything came out just fine. I flew overseas with fragile items in my duffel bag.
What do you mean fragile?
Like coffee mugs?
Things that could break, glass, yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Well, once you elevate yourself to the hard shell
you'll never go back.
Suitcase, you'll never go back.
I will say they are strikingly inconvenient when you have to, you know, go what feels like 4 miles across an airport.
Oh,
and you have to carry the duffel bag.
Look this up, Sam. We've looked it up before, but I'm curious. There was one dude that came up with the roller on the luggage.
Yeah.
And that guy deserves every Nobel Prize. He literally changed the way we travel.
Absolutely.
Do you guys remember our grandparents used to carry those horrible.
Invented in 1972.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
It was Bernard Sadow.
1970.
He sold it to Macy's in 1970, got it patented in 1972.
The luggage that glides was mm-hmm. how they sold it.
Now, the modern upright rolling suitcase with the retractable handle, that was invented by Robert Plath in 1987.
That's even later. That's the one. That's the guy I'm talking about. Because
he was a pilot.
Think of another invention, you guys. Think of another invention that when it came out, sort of like the cell phone, but definitely like the roller suitcase, it absolutely made everything prior to completely obsolete. And the only way forward is this way.
Pockets. We don't even know who invented them.
Pockets?
Yep.
What do you mean we don't know who
invented
them?
Not as handy as the roller suitcase, Sam.
No one gets credit for pockets. Look it up.
Hang on.
You can tell us on the text line. Think of another invention that so quickly, since the 1980s, completely changed the way we all collectively, globally, do something.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks. Some pretty good ones in here. I'm going to disagree with the first one, the automatic car wash, because people still use the regular spray car wash.
With the wand.
Right. Nothing beats the self-serve car wash.
Mm-hmm. Here's one. This is a good one. Google. It made dictionaries and encyclopedias obsolete.
That's true.
When was the last time somebody showed up at your door to sell you Britannica encyclopedias?
Encyclopedia Britannica.
And for a short time there, MapQuest. I mean, MapQuest revolutionized
travel. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mean I don't have to unfold this giant thing across my dash?
Here's one. Many would argue it was not for the better, but the plastic bottle changed everything.
Remember how we were told, even in the advertisements, plastics, plastics. Remember in the 80s? Mm-hmm. It was this huge push that everything is going to be greater and greener because of plastics.
That's right. Mm. Wouldn't have to cut down trees and serve your milk in a carton. Let's go to Pam in Topeka. Pam, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I was just going to make a comment about the suitcase situation. Okay. I've had something similar happen where I had a fabric type suitcase and I had bought it at TJ Maxx. It had tags on it. I saved them along with the receipt, put them in a file folder somewhere. And then it was probably a year and a half later, the stitching started coming apart. Nothing major. I could have used it after that. But anyway, I just got on the website for the company that made it. And all I had to do was show them a copy of the receipt and the tags. And they sent me a brand new suitcase.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But
yeah.
But Pam, most people wouldn't keep their receipt.
So I'm 59. And so I'm old school in the way that, you know, you keep receipts for stuff that you think you might need in the future.
Where do you keep them, Pam? Wait, this fascinates me. Where do you keep the 10,000 receipts you must accumulate every year?
Okay, so, like, the only thing I keep receipts for are important. Like, anything that's over a couple hundred bucks.
Okay.
And if it has a warranty on it, I absolutely keep it. Uh-huh. And I just keep it in a file folder marked miscellaneous receipts. And like in that case, it came in handy, but other times I keep stuff and then I end up throwing it out because I don't need it.
Wow. That's cool, Pam. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you keep your tax returns for 7 years?
My dad was a tax guy. And I actually do. And then I shred them.
After 7 years.
Yes.
Very good.
Yep.
Pam, you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
By the way, we were going to announce this at the beginning of the hour, so we're going to move it to 4:45. We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon.
Yeah, we can't get to that right now because we need to get to Chris in Smithville.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
This is Fred, but Chris is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dana, I didn't think I'd ever have to back you up on anything, but you were very right about something a while ago on the snapping turtles.
Please share.
And the reason I know this is because I saw one and I have a little bit of experience with them from 50 years ago when I was a kid. But I saw one in the middle of the highway, and I had a 4-foot piece of angle iron in the back of my truck, and I started pushing it out of the highway, and I was pushing it by its back right leg. And that thing reached out and bit that angle. If I'd have had my hands anywhere in front of either leg, it could have bit my hands.
Fred, I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom on this program today, because I knew I was right with the snapping turtle that can reach all the way up and all the way back like an elephant trunk and bite you, and then you don't have any fingers left.
Fred, are you still there?
Let's go to Tony. Tony, Fred, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, this is Fred. Can you, are you still there?
Yeah. Chris, Fred, John, can you specify, do they have trunks?
No, they do not have trunks. They have a very sharp mouth, beak, whatever you want to call it. And this one was probably about 16 inches in diameter, and its head probably stuck out of its body about 4 inches before it extended around mm-hmm. to get. And it probably had an 8 or 10 inch neck.
I told you they have very long, powerful necks. I know this because someone at some point, I think it was my dad.
Thank you, Tony.
Because we see them on the golf course all the time. He said to the kids, or he said to me, do not ever tried to pick one of those up and move it, because even if you do and you're behind it the way they show you in wildlife videos, that sucker can still rear up and back like a flamingo,
like a dragon.
Yes, and he'll get you
like a flying dragon.
Never listens to me, I'm telling
spits
you.
Spits out fire
of knowledge, full of it.
Okay, here's a good one. The microwave.
Oh, there we go.
Now, that didn't stop us from cooking the traditional way.
Thank God.
But it did make warming things up a lot easier.
Globally, you are correct.
Lawnmowers.
Disposable diapers.
That's a good one. When was the last time somebody used a cloth diaper?
Oh, you'd be surprised. It's coming back into fashion.
Plastic.
Really?
Plastic.
Huh. Robert in Odessa.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Robert.
So I've got like a volume of 20 hardback encyclopedias of World War II that were my granddad's, I'll never get rid of. And there's probably stuff in there you'll never find on Google.
They're specific to World War II?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, it takes up an entire tote, big tote, of it's in my basement. They're in great shape, too. But that's all World War II.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
What is it with men our age and World War II history? Robert, I'm asking you.
It's just fascinating. I mean, it's part of everybody's life, and world would be a lot different if it hadn't happened.
I'm trying to think of a person I know who's not my age and a man who is not fascinated with World War II history.
Well, I know I'm crazy, but I have made it a point. Whenever I can find an old book, specifically old textbook, I will buy it. I want to see the information as it was written.
At the time.
In that time. Because with the internet, you can literally change anything whenever you want to.
I think we should go to Lucy and Lee Summit, please.
Oh, my
God.
Why?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Please share.
Hello.
We're here. This is a safe space for you to share your story.
Okay, well, my great-grandmother had her finger, the tip of her finger, probably from about the nail bed up, bitten off by a snapping turtle. And she always had this one tiny little weird fingernail growing out of the middle of her finger from where she got her finger cut off, bit off by a snapping turtle.
Did she try to pick it up, Lucy?
I think she swallowed it pretty quick.
The turtle ate the nub.
Oh, no. Yep. No. Not did she try to pick up her finger. Did she try to pick up the turtle?
Yes. They always go and move the turtles out of the street whenever they see him. And her mom, saw one. They were driving down the country road, and she told her, she said, get out and go move that turtle out of the road. And she did.
Her mom made her.
She was probably about 12 or 13 years old, and it just, yep.
Oh.
And then she had like a phantom fingernail that was growing out from the tip of the nub.
It was the weirdest little thing. It was just like this. It looked like a baby toenail growing out of the middle of her finger.
Did she clip it?
Did
she get a discount on a pedicure?
That's disgusting, Scott.
No, but she did paint it. She did paint it.
Bless her heart.
10% off?
Lucy, thank you. 10% off. Lucy's grandma gets 10% off.
I'm not paying full price, lady.
Manicure joint.
I'm not paying full price.
Don't make me pay full price for that nub.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
A story here from the Kansas City Star. The adult industry's most well-known website, Pornhub, shut down in Missouri yesterday, marking the first major response to the state's new age verification rule for adult websites. Pornhub, in a statement to website visitors, called the rule ineffective and a risk to user privacy. Quoting here from that website.
They want you to give you your driver's license and say, this is who I am when you're logging in.
Correct.
Before it was just willy-nilly, whoever could type it in on their cell phone,
well,
it just popped
up. I wouldn't know, Dana.
Theoretically.
It's my understanding that prior to Monday in the state of Missouri, and I know Kansas, or I believe Kansas has also done the same thing, but they did it, I think, at the beginning
of
the year.
This is a legal industry for legally consenting people, okay? I'm no prude, you know that. However, I would not want my driver's license associated with it. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want some company ingesting my driver's license with my photo on it. Well, here I am looking up hot 60-year-olds or whatever. You know,
Who goes looking for hot 60-year-olds?
Aren't there all these different weirdo categories? I shouldn't say over 60s weirdo, but you know, you can look up some weird stuff. I haven't because some of it's really disturbing.
How do you know so much?
I just am saying you wouldn't want your driver's license associated with that. No way would I want my driver's license. I mean, we have to give our driver's license to the TSA, right?
Well, you don't have to give it to them, but you have to show it to them, yeah.
What if somebody said to you, when you walked into O'Reilly Auto Parts, we need to see your driver's license, and we're going to scan it. We would go name another store or product where they want to scan your driver's license.
I don't know
and you say,
scan, but...
Well, they're definitely scanning it.
No, you are.
You're uploading it.
You are.
So name another product where they upload your driver's license. Now, it's different at a grocery store if you're buying a bottle of wine.
I was going to say booze and cigarettes.
They will look at your driver's license. Mm-hmm. They don't scan it into some system and keep it and verify it.
Yeah, we do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't bother me.
When they take it from you and hold it in front of the scanner and it goes beep.
I've never carded, Sam. If you're 30 or below, I'm sure that happens
to you.
You're
never carded?
Never.
What?
They call me ma'am.
Would you like the senior discount?
I drink mead. They see me coming a mile away and go, we got a burger. Going to be ordering the honey wine.
Oh, well, they most certainly scan your ID now for liquor and booze.
Every single time.
They really?
No, they don't. They don't ask me for my ID.
In Kansas.
And if they did.
He works in Missouri.
I know. If they did, it wouldn't bother me. This, I would not want my. I would not want my. Okay. Name another thing where you would not want, with a private company, you would not want your driver's license uploaded to that company.
Casinos.
Depending. Yeah. This is kind of the extreme. I get where you're going.
Involving sexuality.
Now they're going to argue they being Missouri lawmakers and Kansas lawmakers who passed a similar measure earlier this year, they're going to argue this stuff is accessible to anyone.
Correct.
Now, I will say this.
The ways around it are
not only that, but
plentiful.
But I'll say this. Kansas did a very good job. I'm not going to tell you how I know. I did research. Did a very good job of shutting down Pornhub. There are plenty of other sites.
Of course there are.
They have not shut them all down.
It would be impossible.
How do you know?
I do research.
To shut them all down.
For the show. There are plenty left. Is all I'm saying.
It's like when they shut down, was it Juul, Sam? They said, we're going to go after Juul, which I'm not saying they shouldn't have.
But there are plenty of other vaping companies.
There were plenty of other vaping companies selling Fruit Loops flavored whatever.
That offered far more addictive flavors.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm trying to get you to name something else.
I can't.
And it's hard to do that you would not want your driver's license ingested. Now, hospitals do it. There's one.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Grab Steve in Olathe. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Listen to the show every day on my ride home from work.
Really do appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
I was going to talk about a couple of things. Scanning your license. There's multiple places, urgent cares, hospitals, medical offices. Mm-hmm. You might have to produce your license at an employment interview, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. As far as the Pornhub, I learned something from my grandson. That H thing is a big joke. All you need is a VPN, and you can get on anything.
What's a VPN? We don't know what that is.
What is that?
That tells your computer is somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
It is a virtual private network.
Was this we don't talk politics on this show. Was this bill political posturing? I'm not denying there is an inherent benefit to all of society to keep adult material away from children. 100% I agree. There is a reason to try and do that. But from the moment I heard about this specific way, I thought this is never going to work.
Well, and if the goal is specifically to keep it away from children, to Steve's point, the children are the ones that can navigate the internet better than any of us.
They don't even know what a VPN is.
That doesn't matter. They're going to get around it.
Not only that, and we talked about this, I think, when they passed the Kansas bill many months ago, earlier this year. It's not like a kid can't find mom's purse or dad's wallet, right? And inside that purse and inside that wallet is what? mom and dad's ID cards, their driver's license.
What we know about this from video games, Scott, anyone with a teenage boy who one day wakes up and all this money is out of your bank account, and you don't understand why, right? What,
are you speaking from personal experience?
Because they didn't understand that when they were buying gold coins at age 9, those were actually something of monetary value. I love our last caller. He said, my grandson taught me something.
Yeah. How to get around
it. How to get around it.
Yeah.
We have, when we get back, Sam, real quick, we have a road rage incident they are reporting in Overland Park involving a shooting and a pistol whipping. What is the deal with this town road rage? My God.
That means two people had to get out of their cars.
Out of their car.
913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.